Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. I was helping one of my clients this morning start her podcast with her daughter and her daughter's team, and she reminded me that it's Equal Opportunity Employment Month, the month of October. So I am going to jump on here and give a little speech and tell a little story, you guys, because, and I wish I had my assistant with me, but I will tell her story, too, because her story is a remarkable one. For those of you that don't know, my assistant lived and is from Kansas City for many, 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 many years. She lived in Kansas City, Parkville, which is near Kansas City, Missouri. And so at the time, she wasn't working. At the time, she wasn't working. She didn't have a job, and I'm not kidding when I say this. She didn't have a job until she came out here. I believe that she was a minor at the time, but how she got her job is, it was a joke that she asked a friend of mine / a friend of hers, do you think I can work for you being a clown? Ha ha. And the friend of mine and the friend of hers looks at my friend Dan Coulter, and says, you know, that's a really good idea. So that is why she now has a job at Danny Doll, because she asked the friend of mine, and the first time, this leads into my next story. The first time I saw her boss is named Tammy, and the first time I saw her boss, she, Tammy, showed up as a clown at Danielle's birthday party. And me, of course, being her BFF, I'm there to support my BFF. And so I know Tammy from classroom stuff. And so she goes, hi, Wynn. Tammy, and I'm like, I know you, and I gave her one of those stares, like, I know you, but I don't know where from, and I remember Tammy at my first job. Now, at that time, I was a volunteer. At that time, as you guys know, I had scoliosis surgery go on. Scoliosis surgery came on, and they let my spine go dead. They gave me propofol and fusion syndrome, which makes your blood go acidic, which means, yeah, my blood was acidic on the operating table, which means they almost killed me in the hospital. So I am at home recovering. I'm actually doing this podcast, recording this podcast in October, the same room, in the same room where I got my job. And my a friend walks in, and she's coming to see me and hang out with me. And then, of course, she goes, I have a job, and I know you want to be in education. Which I was persuaded by my mom to go into education. Do do you want a volunteer position at the local public school, preschool? This wasn't even the private school, preschool that I work at out. And I said to my friend, sure, knowing that my friend was not going to steer me wrong. And in fact, we're still friends to this day. She's now a parapro down ballet in the schools. I'm still up here in the schools. So we're both still in education. And so I'm thinking, yeah, might. She's not going to steer me wrong. Well, unbeknownst to me, my boss showed her true colors. And so when I got sick of my boss showing her true colors and emotionally abusing me, I was smart enough and let her know this wasn't my e-bike that I was on. I was on my bike that I had to pedal at the time, and I stopped and asked my principal at the time. He was still my principal. My principal turned into my boss, and I asked him. I remember sitting on my bike, and my dad was so shocked that I did this because my dad wanted me to get out of the public school setting because he knew I was unhappy there, which I was. I wasn't unhappy with my friend who gave me the volunteer job. I was unhappy with my boss. So basically, I asked on my job, on my bike, literally, on a bicycle. And so this is Equal Opportunity Employment Month. So I want you to think about those two stories. And most, well, I shouldn't say most, but some of us who have disabilities have college degrees. I have one. As you know by now, I'm going back to school for journalism. I am a published author. As you know by now, I'm a podcaster. For those of you who listen to this podcast and on Alexa and on Sonos and on Apple Podcasts, yes, you can get Alexa to play it by tuning or by, I believe, it's on MyCast, sponsored by Blueberry, which Blueberry is not the podcast host for Ask When. They will be the podcast host for Sonos. So, my statement to you guys is, if you are a business owner, and you want a disabled employee to work for you, ask the disabled employee to come and work for you. There is a ton of job coaches, and there is a ton of job coaches that are always looking for jobs to place their mentees in, their job coaching students in. And so if you can help Voc Rehab out, that would be wonderful, because I have a friend who's a job coach, and that's how we met. And we met doing another project, but she's still a job coach, and she's always looking for places to place her students in. And when the students have learning disabilities, some have physical disabilities. I know a kid and who she placed, the job coach friend of mine, at Whole Foods, because Whole Foods is an equal opportunity employer. I know that Starbucks is also an equal opportunity employer, or you can make your own job. I just happen to have a part-time job. My part-time job is going to be changing, so I hope in the next couple months here or in the next couple years, because I need health insurance, as you guys know, and we'll get to why probably, I don't know, probably by Christmas time when I do a solo episode at Christmas time, I'm going to show you the reason why I need health insurance. And I'm going to give you a big scary number, which the teachers listening to this will basically shit their pants, because it's higher than a teaching paycheck. So I'm getting ready to give you guys a number that I was fooled by. I was fooled by, and I'm going to do a podcast all about it December 13th. So have that date in your calendar to tune in to this podcast on December 13th. And I'm going to look it up as we sit here on October 15th. December 13th is the Thursday. Yeah, the Thursday. It's morning, if I can do it. It's either going to be Tuesday, December 11th, or in the morning on December 13th. And so, yeah, I'm going to give you a number that is going to shock you, and I am going to give you the reason why I don't want to leave my job, even though I could, and I'm going to give you the reasons why I'm still keeping my 9-to-5 job with this number. So, hint, hint, it's going to be the week of December 11th that I'm going to record a solo episode about something that's been on my heart since I've been about 17. And we've just got it all figured out now in my 30s. I've been knowing about this since I've been 17. And so I did not write a book about it. I did not do a podcast episode. The day I got the number, I was so in shock. But it's going to be Tuesday, December 11th, that I'll record the episode. I'll make sure that the episode goes up on Tuesday, December 11th. And so, equal opportunity employment. We need the disabled workforce in the full force. In these environments, you have to train equal opportunity employers. You can't do anything nasty to us because we're disabled. Don't think you can get away with nastiness. You need to be trained on how to work with the disabled. I am lucky that the Aspen School District is not an equal opportunity employer. They hate diversity. Aspen Country Day loves diversity. And when I walk in there on Friday with my head held high, I'm actually going to tell Jen that this is equal, Jen, my boss, that this is Equal Opportunity Employment Month, and make sure she gives me a good project on Friday, which Jen always gives me good projects, whether it's reading a book. I've been reading Wonder for the past 2 weeks and almost made it through. Wonder's about Augie Coleman and his disability, and that fourth grade reading across the board I found out. So you may want to ask your local school district, are you kids reading Wonder? See, the teacher equates equal opportunity in employment to the teacher. And so for the teachers out there, see if you can get a student teacher who is disabled. I know you can. I know you can. That is going to be the homework assignment for the week. I have another friend that works in the flower department at the grocery store. I actually have two disabled friends. They both work at grocery stores right now. And so there are a lot of ways you can skin this cat. There are a lot of ways you can skin this cat. As Cass and Carol, who gave me the idea for this episode, go back and listen to Cass and Carol's episode, and she might be appearing on this podcast one other time, because we might be talking about equal opportunity and employment doing a full-on episode about it. She's so busy right now that she can barely paddle to keep the podcast organized. So I'm going to ask her once we get the podcast episodes together and episodes up, I'm going to ask her, one, to do a Cerebral Palsy and Aging episode with me, and then the other one on equal opportunity and employment. So I am lucky because I have and still do have had the finances all my life to keep my CP going. I didn't get on Obamacare until I was in my 30s, but there are a lot of ways that the government can help the disabled. You need to tap in to those resources. And as I said before, go ask your vocational rehab. Vocational rehabs are typically in malls. Who shops in a mall anymore? But I don't. I shop online. But vocational rehabs are typically in malls. And go look up your vocational rehab, state to state, and ask them, how can I help you guys place your job coaching students? Because that will help the rehab, that will help the student empower themselves. I walked into the rehab with a job, but a lot of people walk into the rehab not knowing which way it's up. So that makes it harder on the voc rehab when their budget is a little bit cut. And voc rehab, if we're not careful, voc rehab is going to be disappearing. So I want you as business owners to go find out from your local vocational rehab how you can help them, whether you can give a scholarship to kids, to disabled kids, to send them to college or vocational training, or talk to the principal at your school, see if you can get a student teacher, which I'm not in that position anymore. I was, but see if you can get a student teacher in your child's classroom with a disability. See if you, because we don't want these Down syndrome kids, unless they really like it, to be chasing up the garbage truck I tell you why I say that is because there was a video going viral, and this kid had Down syndrome, and she loved the garbage truck. And so if the child loves the garbage truck, yes, they can do that. If the child loves the UPS truck, yes, they can do that. And I saw a UPS truck and a FedEx truck today having a powwow in the city of Aspen. So you guys need to help us as disabled men and women out there to understand what the workforce is really like. I mean, I've been working since I had that operation when I graduated when I was in, I had that operation, I graduated when I was 17, so I started working, because I had the operation, I got that job the year of the operation. I started working as an aide in the classroom and didn't get paid until I was in my 20s, didn't realize that you can make a paycheck at this until 10 days after my mom died when I was 23. And they said, we'll pay you. I almost jumped out of my skin. But, and I love my boss. My boss is also supportive. Also support of than the boss that hired me. Boss that hired me, he wasn't the most pleasant person on the planet. The boss that we have now goes to bat for everyone and goes to bat for me too and faces teachers equally and yeah. So I want you guys to think, what can I do to help the disabled in the workforce, and you can help support this podcast by donating. You can help support this podcast by buying one of my books. Hint, hint. There's a concept. Buy a book, and you'll help a disabled woman live her dream as a published author. And by the way, I just got 100 bucks from Amazon. Kindle Direct Publishing. Hint, hint. So there we go. So someone's been listening to my podcast, and lately I've been doing a lot of interviews, and on Friday I'm actually going to be interviewed by Monk Suchecki, who runs the Monk Suchecki podcast, and he is, all he does is productivity. And I said, how to be productive when you're writing a book. And so that is going to be my podcast subject unless he changes it on me. So please, 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 please go listen to his podcast because one of the things he asked, which I'm going to steal from him, I'm going to nicely take from him, is have you listen to the podcast before, just so you know his show. So please, 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 please go listen to, of course, my episode. Please go listen to my episode of the podcast Drunkies, which I'm still looking for a sponsor to sponsor my other project. Yeah, maybe someone can help me out with that, who's listening to this project, listen to this podcast, and either way, I'm going to launch it in January, because January is the time to do it, and I think the last update I got today was we're launching the Shining Beautiful series podcast in January or December. I don't know. The plan has now changed because we have a lot going on. I know I do. I know she does. And caregivers are leaving, and so caregivers are leaving on my clients, and so, and I consider myself my client, even though I'm working with a mom, because I'll be working with those two together. And so, please, 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 please. Oh, and that being said, if you are a caregiver and want to help the disabled, please go on care.com and please go apply on care.com and see what you can come up with, because not only do the disabled need equal opportunity employer, please, 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 and I'll say please one more time, please think about the caregivers who are caring for the disabled. Moms, dads, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, you name it. Family matters, but family can only do so much. Family can only do so much. So if you need a job as a caregiver, please, 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 go on care.com and please sign up. I know they have special needs. I looked on my end when I was looking for caregivers, and yes, I found a great caregiver. I also asked my personal network if they knew anyone, and yes, I found another great caregiver. But please, just think about equal opportunity employment for all of us, and including the caregivers, and because we need help. The families need help. The kids need help, because sending these kids to vocational rehab, them not knowing which way it up, and them having to fill out a bunch of paperwork and sit there with their parents, and then not knowing which way it up, and then going through job choices, and then making it hard on a voc rehab. Please stop. Please stop, because for voc rehab, they're going to get so mad at me because they have a lot of stuff going on. So you guys need to help voc rehab. Need to help voc rehab. You need to ask your own network. The disabled need to get up off their derriere, and excuse my French, they need to get up off their derriere and contribute to this workforce. Excuse me. That's all I need to say about it. And that's all I need to say about it. See, Wynn gets passionate when it comes to disabled rights and it comes to equal opportunity employment. And so Equal Opportunity Employment Month. And so let me know if you have any questions, and let me know if you have any questions for Kathleen Kell. She is a disabled advocate in her own right, and she told me this morning that get on your podcast and do something for Equal Opportunity Employment Month, which is in October. So now that I did that, she would be very happy. And so ask her about employment first, or ask me about employment first, and I'll forward the questions on to her. And hopefully in the next couple months, we'll get her back on the podcast and do employment first stuff, because I found my job through my network. Deb, you found her job through her network, but I'm the one that started her writing books, so I take full credit. I gave another job to do. I gave Danielle another job to do. I also gave Danielle, because her being born doesn't sit well with me. So I gave Danielle another job, which eventually I'm going to pay her for. And we've talked about payment before. So eventually I'm going to pay for doing that when I just haven't got my act together. That was supposed to be this morning's act, but I got a little derailed. Let's just say I got a little derailed by someone asking me to help with technical support, and I had to do my paperwork. Yeah, paperwork for trust fund and get that all organized, and then we got all that organized. Hopefully no more paperwork. And so, no more paperwork on that. But please, 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 please consider hiring a disabled person in your workforce. I listened to a podcast this morning. Let me just look it up before I get off the phone with you guys. And let me just look it up. And it's called School of the 9 to 5, and it's done by Tom Arnold. School of the 9 to 5, and he was talking about how to hire technologically savvy kids to come able-bodied, come and work in the office. So I'll look that episode up again. It's called School of the 9 to 5, and subscribe to his podcast. See, I gave you 2 podcasts to subscribe to. And so please, 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 please consider hiring a disabled person to come work for you. Don't make them volunteer. Pay us. Pay us. Volunteering is the worst. Trust me, I've been there, done that, and when I got my paid job, which I still have, I was never so happy to receive a paycheck. Talk about a boost of confidence. So please, we're not volunteer, honey. We're equal opportunity employees, and we just need equal opportunity employers to make us feel loved and not do anything nasty to us. I know with the Me Too movement, people think that they need to take advantage of people with disabilities. No, they don't. Thank you very much. So please consider equal opportunity employment in your office, and let me know if you have any questions. Thanks, you guys.